Cop Spotting 77.
Friday, June 24th, 2011.
Welcome to Pop Spotting. I'm Jen.
And I'm Ryan.
It's Feedback Friday.
So let's tune in to the Pop Spotting Inbox.
Hi, Ryan and Jen. This is Megan in Pennsylvania, and I'm calling for the feedback line for Pop Spotting. I noticed it's the same number you guys had for the lost line for the transmission because it was still saved in my cell phone. I wanted to call and say I'm really happy to hear you guys podcasting again and enjoyed the year anniversary back for Lost. I think that Pop Spotting is going to be really fun, and I like that it's in bite-sized nuggets. I'm a huge Fringe fan, so thanks for doing Fringe right up front, and I hope you keep talking about Fringe. And another show that's on hiatus now, won't be back for a while, but that I think would be great to discuss would be The Walking Dead, which is the first thing I've seen since Lost that blew me away in the same way that Lost did. As much as I love Fringe, Fringe is more of a guilty pleasure and a little less intense, whereas The Walking Dead, I can see myself becoming almost as invested in that and the characters as I am, as I was in Lost. A couple other ones that I heard mentioned, Parenthood is a great show. Another show that luckily was renewed, but that not many people seem to be talking about is Raising Hope. And that show is just quirky, and I grew up in a rural area with a lot of poor family members and working class friends and things like that. That sensibility of that show will appeal to a lot of people who, you know, cannot always relate to the possibly upper middle class unrealistic portrayals on a lot of TV shows. And that's by the creators of My Name is Earl, and that was another show that was great. There was a character on there that was terrified of peacocks, Randy the brother, so I thought of him when Jen mentioned her peacock phobia. Thanks again, and looking forward to enjoying it. Bye.
Mahalo for your call, Megan. It's good to hear from you over here on this side, and a lot of great stuff there. As far as Fringe goes, we do love Fringe, and we are going to talk about it a lot.
Absolutely.
We're going series by series at this point. We're in the summer. We're going to maybe have some news from Comic-Con, but until the new season starts with new episodes, this is how we're going to kind of keep ourselves busy. But for sure, a lot of shows are going to be regularly updated here on Pop Spotting. But I wanted to talk about Raising Hope. Do you know anything about the series?
I know who's in it. I know Garrett Dillahunt from No Country for Old Men is in it, and Martha Plimpton.
Differences.
Yeah.
And Dillahunt. I like how she says, though, that, you know, we did have a rash recently of sitcoms about really wealthy people or people that have completely unrealistic lifestyles. So, you know, in the wake of that, I can certainly see how it's refreshing to see a quality series about a less than wealthy or a poor family like that. But as far as My Name is Earl, definitely not a wealthy family there. And we watched that series.
We watched the first couple seasons, and I think we lost track of it toward the end.
But it was a lot of fun.
Really, I liked it a lot.
And did you know that character was afraid of peacocks?
No, I don't remember ever hearing that.
Well, now you have something in common with someone from My Name is Earl. But I'm not sure if that's something to necessarily be proud of. But that was great. Thanks, Megan. Next up, from a message from across the pond, or two ponds.
And then some.
Hi, Ryan and Jen. This is Anna from Switzerland. I wanted to call in and tell you, first of all, how excited I am that you two are back. And I've really been enjoying the Pop Spotting podcasts, and I'm faithfully listening to them. I've missed you so much during the last few months. And it's great to hear your voices again in my head. I wanted to talk to you about Lady Gaga. My husband and I went to a show 2 days ago, and Lady Gaga was one of the musical acts, and she performed The Edge of Glory. And Jen, I have to say, I'm very grateful that you pointed out the saxophone solo in a recent episode of Pop Spotting. I would not have listened to this part of the song so intensely, and I wouldn't have realized that it is kind of special. So thank you very much for that. It's just a little anecdote, but I thought I would share it. I love your show, and keep posting them. Just keep them coming. I love it. Okay. I talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
thanks for your call. And we're glad that you're back, that's for sure. And yeah. I think it's awesome that you got to see Lady Gaga live. I mean,
you're lucky.
Whatever you say about any performer, what they do live is a big part of whether I, you know, really like them as a musician. And everything that I've heard about Lady Gaga, again, is that she's got to knock your socks off.
She's definitely in one of the top three artists that I really want to see live.
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, I've only got two musicians or bands that I really want to see live before I die, and they are Bare Naked Ladies and Weird Al Yankovic. Yes, I'm serious. Absolutely.
I know you are.
Who are your acts you want to see in person?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've already seen you two. I've already seen Tony Bennett.
Saw Journey.
Yeah, saw Journey. Let's see. Definitely Madonna, because she's somebody I've been following since I was like a little kid.
Right.
And the Rolling Stones, because everybody says they're old, but they still rock.
And they're still touring. I mean, they're going to tour even after they're dead, I think. And as far as that saxophone solo, it was Colleen that wrote in to tell us who it was.
Right. Clarence Clemons of the E Street Band, Bruce Springsteen's band, who unfortunately passed away this Saturday.
That's right. That was very sad news, but it's interesting that he came up in conversation,
yeah,
for sure. Well, moving on to our recent show on iPhone photo apps and Jen the Shutterbug's picks, we heard from David Swinney, who posted on the blog.
He writes, "This subject is near and dear to my heart. I've been undertaking a project 365 in which he posts a different photo every day this year, and though I love my DSLR, I would never be able to do it without my iPhone. QuickPix is an alternative camera to iPhone's native and very slow camera app, and I use it most of the time now to take pictures. I am fascinated both with panoramas and HDR, and for those I use Auto Stitch and Pro HDR respectively. In the last several months, I have become an iPhone camera app hoarder. Perhaps there will be a reality show on this topic at some point, and yes, I will be on that show too. And now I have over 40 different apps on my phone. This was a great topic, and I highly enjoyed episode 70.
Well, that's great stuff. He mentions also that his favorite app is Camera Plus, which you mentioned on the show. He talks about Auto Stitch, and that was my favorite panoramic app, you know, being able to take several pictures in a row and then putting it together into a wide angle shot. So Auto Stitch is fantastic. The other one that I've really enjoyed is PhotoSynth. PhotoSynth is a Microsoft product, believe it or not, but it does work on the iPhone, and it is a 360-degree, not just side-to-side, but up-to-down app where you can even get basically the full surrounding, and with the player, you can basically get the sense of wherever you are completely in all directions. I've really been playing around with that a lot. Do you do any HDR photos, high dynamic range photos?
Not really. I've played with it a little bit, but I'm not completely sold on how it makes the pictures look.
Yeah, me too. I mean, the iPhone 4 actually has an HDR mode, and when I turn it on by accident, I hate it, but maybe I just don't really appreciate what they're trying to do. There's a lot of TV talk out there as well. Laura R. writes on Facebook, "I thought I would add my two cents on Justified. It's a great show. Timothy Olyphant was born to play the role of Raylan Givens, and Walter Goggins is a hoot as Raylan's frenemy, Boyd Crowder. This year's main story arc featured a Wonder character actress by the name of Margot Martindale. I think she stole every scene she was in. If all of this still isn't enough to whet your appetites, then please note that season 2 also featured our losty friend Jeremy Davies."
Yay!
I hope you add it to your list.
I think we will.
Yeah, I mean, we've been getting several tweets about Justified, and I think you've kind of sold it there with Jeremy Davies.
And Margot Martindale. Margot Martindale did a really good turn on Dexter.
That's true. That's right. And that's another show we'll probably talk about soon.
Yeah.
We also got a tweet from Editor.
He writes, "A casualty of dumb American TV viewing habits, I humbly suggest you two watch Terriers, my favorite show since Lost."
Now, I think we watched at least one or two episodes of Terriers.
Yeah, but we didn't catch it from the beginning, so I was not really completely aware of what was happening, and then unfortunately it was canceled.
Yeah, it only lasted one season. It was created by Ted Griffin for FX, and there were a lot of familiar faces on the show. You had Donald Logue, who was on Grounded for Life, kind of the hapless dad there, but he was on The Knights of Prosperity. Do you even remember that series?
I liked that show.
Yeah, but it didn't last. It was gone in the blink of an eye.
Like half a season, yeah.
That's right. Also, Laura Allen, she was in The 4400. We only saw a couple of those.
Yeah.
And All My Children, but I didn't watch soaps. But again, a lot of familiar faces. And I guess with only one season, we could consume it all if we wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was set in San Diego.
Hey, excellent. Yes, this is definitely, you're going to be hearing quite a bit about San Diego. On Torchwood, now that was the Doctor Who spinoff that Kat Parkey recommended on Pop Talk Thursday, Ren Mike D writes on Twitter, definitely check out Torchwood. It is a terrific show that changes rapidly. I only watched Torchwood and never saw Doctor Who, and I had no issues catching on. Children of Earth was like an entirely different show. It was amazing, but very dark. So, I mean, I think we've said we're curious about it.
Mm-hmm.
Children of Earth was the short third season, the third series, as they call it. It was only 5 one-hour episodes. So once again, if we want to try it, that's probably the way to go.
Yeah, maybe.
The fourth season of Torchwood begins on July 7th on Starz, and there's going to be a Torchwood panel at Comic-Con.
Speaking of Catherine Parkinson, she posted on the blog that she just had to write and say that after your review of The Hunger Games, I had to have a read, and I'm hooked. Managed to read half the book in a day and would have finished if my 2-year-old isn't in the habit of getting up at 5 a.m.
Oh,
I can't wait to see the film adaptation and think the casting of Woody Harrelson as Haymitch is a genius. I'm amazed at the depth of character, story pace, and dark theme in a young adult book. It's better written than some grown-up books I've read. The genuine peril of the games is just thrilling, and I've not even finished it yet. Thanks for the great recommendation.
Yeah, and you just finished Mockingjay,
the third book, and it was so satisfying, and it was such a great series. I really, really recommend it.
So you've got that to look forward to, Kat Parkey. Thanks a lot. And speaking of book recommendations, Vicky L. on Facebook writes, I just finished a book that I think Jen would like a lot. It's called Jennifer Government. Well, I'm a little scared already. And was written by Max Barry. It's kind of about the future, but the very recent future, and definitely not your typical this is where the world is headed type of future that is pretty popular. I won't give too much away in case you decide to read it, but I enjoyed this so much I really had a hard time putting it down. Now, I've actually heard about this. Do you know Jennifer Government?
No, I've never heard of it.
Well, it's interesting in the sense that I found out about it because there was a website tied to the book, and I guess it was just sort of an online marketing part of the book,
mm-hmm.
but you could actually play it. It was an online game called nationstates.net. I think it's still there, and it's sort of like online Risk, where you go and you try to take over the world, there's all these nation states that you interact with. But the concept of the story I remember was that, like, everybody in the story had names named after the companies they worked for. So you'd be like Jennifer Pepsi, and there had Bob McDonald's and all of that, and it was pervasive throughout the book, and schools would be sponsored by toy companies, and so it's certainly something. In fact, when you were on Forecast, the Twit show, you actually kind of predicted a future where Starbucks and McDonald's ruled the universe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So this kind of sounds like that. I mean, sort of the scenario that's in that. So Jennifer Government, that's a great recommendation. I've not read the book, but I've definitely heard about it. Now, there was supposed to be a movie based on it, but the film studio went out of business. The author, Max Berry, got the rights back. He says, or someone says, that it might come out in 2012, but that's according to the IMDb.
The incorrect movie database,
but that would be interesting to see. Well, finally, we go from TV and books to a podcast about TV.
Gavin writes, just wondering if you guys also listen to the Breaking Bad podcast by series creator Vince Gilligan in addition to watching the show. This is the best TV show companion piece podcast since, well, your Lost podcast.
Aww.
Gilligan has writers and actors as his guests, and they all offer great insight behind the scenes of the show. The stories he tells really bring perspective into what goes into making a TV show. Hearing about the time and budget constraints that they had to go through makes you appreciate a great show even more. Plus, it proves that there is more than one way to write for a show. Season 2 is pretty much all mapped out beforehand, while Season 3 was made up on the fly, and both were outstanding. Making things up as you go along does not necessarily mean you have no idea what you're doing, regardless of what some Lost fans might think. Ooh,
wow.
Burn.
Well, thank you for your comment, Gavin. And it's really interesting that you mentioned the Breaking Bad podcast. In short, we just heard about it as well in a completely different way. And suffice it to say, there are more connections between the transmission and the Breaking Bad podcast than you might initially think. So I love the comparison. It's not clear if there's going to be a podcast for the next season of Breaking Bad, but absolutely, if it's done, we are absolutely
on
going
board
to tune in.
Yes,
in
totally.
Fact, we're going to catch up on the podcast that went with the season we just watched, which was fantastic. And as for what you said, that season 2 was mapped out and 3 was just sort of made up on the fly, I think we like season 3 better than season 2.
Season 3 was just, it had such an intricate plot and so many things going on that all came together really well in the end. And if that's made up, give me made up all
I'll
the way.
I'll take it. Absolutely more of that. If you're listening, Breaking Bad folks, please do another podcast. And with that podcast-to-podcast plea, that wraps up this week's Pop Spotting Shows, and that wraps up Feedback Friday. And we mean it. We mean it when we say that feedback is what keeps us going. You all, everybody, are often the best part of the show.
Please don't hesitate to get in touch, to respond, to make any kind of crazy suggestions you want, and to make it as easy as possible, we give you several different ways to do so.
You can leave a message on the blog at popspotting.net. You can leave a message on our voicemail at 815-310-0808, or you can send us a message via email at feedback@popspotting.net.
You can also connect with us at facebook.com/popspotting or twitter.com/popspotting.
We'll be back soon with some more pop talk.
Thanks to Dan Pashman of The Sporkful for our theme song, and mahalo to you for listening.
For Pop Spotting, I'm Ryan.
I'm Jen.
Cheers.
Yeah.